Stu Salkild, local journalism initiative reporter. East Central Alberta Review. The complexities of lagoon problems and government grant programs appear to have put the Village of Big Valley's lagoon project on hiatus for a year. Councillors passed several resolutions regarding lagoon upgrades at their January 20th regular meeting. Village Chief Administrative Officer, SAO, Colleen Main asked councillors to rescind a resolution they made in December 2024 relating to a provincial government grant aimed at helping to pay for studies and work for the municipality's lagoon problems. Main noted she was requesting resolution 7 December 2024 be rescinded. That resolution directed village staff to begin the process of applying for the Alberta Municipal Water, Wastewater Partnership Grant Program. At a previous meeting, it was suggested grant money could be applied to lagoon upgrades as they're done in phases, with engineers suggesting phase 1 for studies and inspection of the lagoon, with phase 2, construction to follow. However, it turns out this isn't possible. Main stated she contacted Alberta Transportation, which informed her the grant in question isn't dispersed in phases, with the department inquiring whether Big Valley would like to proceed with the grant application anyway. Main explained the village still didn't have the studies and inspections it needed to fully understand all the work needed at the lagoon. She further pointed out that because the grant in question was collaborative between Big Valley and the government of Alberta, if it turned out later there were surprise expenses, Big Valley could be on the hook for all of them. If the grant funding is approved at $4 million, should unknown costs increase that amount, i.e. $5 million, the village would be responsible to make up the difference, which in turn could total $2 million, stated Main's report. As the village does not have unlimited funds available, apart from obtaining a debenture to finance the repairs, and because the lagoon's physical state should be able to be kept in control providing the village undertakes both spring and fall discharges, more information and detail is required. The SAO noted that by discharging the lagoon twice a year, it's thought the lagoon can be operated safely with no risk of damage. During discussion, the subject of foreign material in the lagoon was mentioned. The SAO noted it appears metals such as copper may be in the lagoon and may have originated in a livestock salt lick. She pointed out, however, that one of the goals of the inspection was to determine just how serious the copper problem was. If the metal is there and is a problem, it could increase the project's cost because material will have to be excavated and hauled away. During discussion, councillors pondered the engineer's recommendation of doing the lagoon project in phases, coupled with the fact the grant in question won't accept that approach. It was also noted that if the village proceeds in 2025 on this project without said grant, it could cost up to $1 million. Count. Dan Houle, who noted at a previous meeting he felt like engineers were rushing councillors into a decision, stated he was glad no firm decision was made because councillors have more options now. He pointed out the lagoon can be discharged twice a year for the time being. Count. Tim Field asked if the village could just assume there's copper in the lagoon and include that in the grant application. Main responded no, the grant application would require a factual study about copper. Poole asked if village staff may have placed salt in the lagoon in an effort to get rid of cattails. Main stated she spoke to current public works staff about that and was told, as far as staff knew, that was never done. Councillors unanimously passed a resolution to rescind the previous water, wastewater grant application and instead gather more information on the condition of the lagoon.